Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for our Unified Bank Profile. It's always fun when we get a chance to talk to our former Nailers. This is the head coach of the Cincinnati Cyclones, Jason Payne. Jason, second year as the Cyclones head coach, got your team to the playoffs last year, took the walleye to Game 7. How satisfied were you with being able to look back and go, you know what, we took the Western Conference champs to Game 7, but at the same time thinking, man, one more could have gotten you the next round?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the feeling that you have. It's exciting. You know, playoffs is an exciting time. You guys went through the same thing. But just to get to Game 7, knowing that we had them on the ropes and then, you know, obviously not being able to pull it through and finish it, yeah, it was definitely left a sore spot. And I think our whole approach on this season was unfinished business. So, you know, we want to get out there and get ready, come out of the gates as hard as we can and hopefully ride through the playoffs, facing whatever adversity you face, but to prepare us for that next round in the playoffs.
When you're looking at constructing your team for the next season, the playoffs is obviously the most fresh thing in the back of your mind. How much does that play into it, knowing that, yes, you want to have the success in the regular season, but at the end of the day, you want to put together a team that's going to have that success in postseason?
That's always the key. I mean, it's great to have a team that can do really well in the regular season, but it doesn't matter until you get to the postseason. But again, it's finding that fine balance. You want to find a team that can, first of all, get you to the playoffs. You want to get there first and then be able to worry about the playoffs. So there's definitely takes a fine balance, but just knowing what, addressing the needs you need to accomplish that goal and I guess the character of your team and the makeup of your team, those are the key components. And once you have addressed those, the rest should really fall into place. So I think we have some good pieces here right now and looking forward to see how they continue.
You've got some guys who have been in this league for quite some time, and not only in the league, but in Cincinnati, where you have a player like a Justin Vive. And I don't want to say that it's a slam dunk every year, but how much easier does that make your job when you know that you have those types of players, the Arvin Atwals now back in Cincinnati again, to be able to have those kind of be the bottom of your pyramid and then start to utilize them to help bring other players in?
Those guys are key guys, and yeah, definitely. You use the phrase, I guess, slam dunk, but you know, Justin comes here, he's a leader. He's a leader on and off the ice. He's what our team is pretty much based on and what our character is and our culture is here. And he does it all for us. If he doesn't capitalize on a score sheet by putting puck in the back of the net, he'll forecheck, he'll lay hits, stick up for his teammates. He's a consummate professional and he's a leader. And we lean on him a lot and we're so happy that he's back and continue to have his own success. And same with Arvin Atwal. He's been here before. He was back when I started here in 2018. And you know, good puck moving defenseman, plays with edge and has a lot of skill as well too. And in this game of hockey, everything is about culture, character, and work ethic and drive. And as long as you can find guys that fit all those, I guess, attributes, you're going to be in good shape.
A key to a successful team also is on the back end. If you can't keep the puck out of your net, you're probably going to have a hard time getting further and further along in the season. And I look, you guys are second in the league in goals against this year. How much of that is your goaltending? How much of that is your defense? How much of it is just an all-around team approach?
Definitely our goaltenders have been great for us this year, and our D has played strong in front of them as well too. And you know, again, you go back to our forwards, they've worked hard as well too to get back, and it's a full game, I guess, the full defensive game by everybody on the ice. But you can't take anything away from our goaltenders. They've kept us in the game. They've made some key timely saves. And without that being said, pucks get turned over at times. If they bail you out, it uplifts the team and makes you know that, you know, we have guys back there that will bail us out if we make a mistake, so we can keep pushing and not play, I guess, apprehensive and tighten our grip on our sticks. So I can't give anything more credit to our goalies because they've been amazing all year so far, and we just got to keep playing hard in front of them and hopefully the success continues.
12 wins, points in 16 out of your first 18 games. And I'm sure you'd love to sit here and tell me, yep, that's exactly how I drew that up. That's exactly how I predicted that everything would go. Tell me something that surprised you about this team this year.
The resiliency, you know, the bounce back, just being able to get out there. And when things happen, things aren't going the right way, or you're down a few goals, the belief in each other in the room, in the locker room, that they all want to pull for each other. They all want to work for each other. But the one-in, all-in Wolfpack mentality and being able to be confident that we could be down, but when we play our game and work hard enough, we can fight ourselves right back into the game and maybe take it over. So the confidence in each other, I think, has been one of the – I shouldn't say key surprise, because each player here they all possess something that we want and we liked and we love that's going to add to the culture of this team. So, again, you shouldn't say there's too much surprises, but I'm just more happy for everyone's success.
Like us, you've seen everybody in the division so far. Do you notice any trends in the Central this year? Is it similar to years past, or is there something that's jumping out at you right away that's catching you off guard a little bit?
You know, at the end of the day, I always feel that our division is one of the toughest in the league. There's no question about it. Whoever comes out of this division is usually someone that's going to go pretty far in the playoffs. And I'm excited to see that all the teams that, I guess if you want to say, have always been the workhorses within the division, a lot of them are starting to see success. You know, to see you guys get into the second round last year, that was unbelievable for you guys. And I was so happy to see that, you know, being a former Nailer myself, you always want to pull for the guys that, you know, I guess you're going to say your alumni. You always want to say, hey, you know what? We did what we did, but I'd like to see you guys having success as well. You know, so Wheeling's a great town, you know, great fan base. Would you like to have more fans? For sure. It's just the way it is, but that doesn't mean that they don't love their team, and that doesn't mean that they don't love their sport. They treated me well when I was there, and I know they treat the players like gold as well, too. So, again, we're here as coaches for the betterment of the players. We want them to have success and move on in their future careers, wherever it is, if they want to go to Europe, if they want to go to the American League. But the more success you have as a team, the better it is for players in their future.
Very good, Jason. I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. It's always great to just get a chance to see you and watch the Nailers and the Cyclones do battle. It's always a phenomenal season series. So thank you so much, and best of luck as we go here.
Thanks, Deej. Appreciate it.
Jason Payne, the head coach of the Cincinnati Cyclones, a former Wheeling Nailer on our Unified Bank profile tonight. More of the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report comes your way next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.